tongue to fierce expressions by the twinkles of his disease. He was an abdominal companion for a woman 20 years closer to youth. In the solitudes of large house, Mary found life unbearable. Still handsome, naturally gay of temper, and brilliant figure in society, she deserted her elderly husband for weeks at a time. The day came when he permanently forbade her to leave the place without him. For a time, she submitted. For although a woman of uncommon independence of spirit,